I'm here with the one and the only. You get tired of that kind of sometimes.
No.
When people say that.
Uh-uh.
What about the legendary?
No, that makes me sound old.
Okay.
The one and only.
Moret Brown Clark is hanging out with us here.
Because I know there is only one Moret Brown Clark.
Only one.
Like my name is Ann Smith or something.
Moret, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. Now, you were telling me before we went on air, you like L.A.?
I love.
What do you like about Los Angeles?
You know, to tell you the honest to goodness truth, I graduated from college. Just the quick backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from college, worked a year, and really was frustrated because I said I didn't want to live and die and not have done anything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to know what it was I was born to do. What was my purpose? And so I called a girlfriend of mine who lived in L.A.
Yeah.
I called her and her husband. I said, if I tell you I'm coming to L.A. like next week, can I stay at your house? They said, sure. Got on the plane to L.A.,
wow.
Stayed here for 3 days. And I literally sought the Lord for 3 days and said, what is it I'm supposed to do? By the time I got on the airplane back home, I knew what it was. And so I'm a product of running away, really, to try to seek after God, to hear from him. Far away from friends, from family, from comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
and I found God in L.A. And so my music ministry is a product. I tell that story all the time, but I don't tell people where I went to hear from him. And it was in L.A. So I would live there if it wasn't so far away from home.
We love you to come live with us.
Yeah, we all get it. I'm trying to send my kids there. My kids want to do all kind of acting, dance, and music stuff. So I told them, let me live in their little house at the end of the driveway.
so I'm like, before the family,
mm-hmm.
before everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Richard Smallwood.
Yeah.
All of that.
Before all of that.
Wow.
The year was 1990. And I hopped on a plane and came out here and just literally laid on their couch.
Yeah.
And was like, God, you got to tell me something.
So when's the last time you were hanging out in Los Angeles?
I just was here, actually, last month. I came out here to sing at a church in Compton.
Favorite places in L.A.?
Favorite places in L.A.
I'm sort of new, so I love the Grove.
The Grove is good. Yeah. I'm still in tourist mode when I come out here.
Yeah.
So, I have to go to Hollywood and look at the stars.
Yeah.
And last time I went, I found a star that actually was a person close to my name. Her name was Marguerite Clark. And so I took a picture of it. I put myself down there and I put it on Instagram and everybody thought it was my star. So they were like, oh my God, congratulations, you have a star. I was like, oh Lord Jesus, the saints. But I love looking at the Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mountains. I love the homes, the beaches.
Yeah.
I love how the homes sitting in the crook, of a mountain. It's like, really, there's a house up there? I just love the whole energy.
Yeah.
And If it was closer, I tell them, my friends all the time, that I would live in L.A. Y'all have to come see me. But, the Lord does all things well.
Yes,
he lets me come out here a few times and breathe the air and call it a day.
You were always a standout singer with Richard Smallwood.
Oh, thank
you. How did that happen?
You Richard, I used to sing in a group. And our group would go to Richard's church to sing. And just kind of traveling around the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, as we say. And he saw me. And, a few years later, when he was putting the choir together, the Lord gave him every choir member in a dream.
Yeah.
And I was in the dream. And so he got up looking for everybody. Some of the people went to church with him. Some of the people he knew how to get a hold of. But I know he didn't know how to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody called me and said, Richard Smallwood's looking for you. Well, I was like, yeah, whatever. Stop kidding.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, no, he's looking for you. He wants your number. Can I give him your number? I'm like, yeah, you can give Mr. I Love the Lord, Center of My Joy, and all things gospel, my number. And he called. I spoke to him. He was like, I want you to be in the choir. And I couldn't believe it. I pinched myself. And it's funny how we in life we kind of decide what we're going to do. I just said to myself, I'm not going to sing with anybody. I'm not going to write anything. I'm just going to focus on what the Lord gave me to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a week or two later that he called looking for me. And so I could have easily said, no, I'm not going to sing with you because I'm going to focus on me. Mm-mm. And look what a blessing I would have missed if I just would have. That was my decree.
Yeah.
That wasn't what the Lord decreed for me. So what, and that's why I'm excited about your radio station. If the Lord says it,
he
absolutely is faithful to complete it. And so I'm excited for you, because I've seen him do it for me.
Yeah.
I've seen just some of the things you were telling me. Certainly those things happen for me as well. And And
my question would be on this subject. Mm-hmm. How do you answer all of the naysayers? Because there are naysayers who are saying, I mean, you sure?
And
God told you?
Yeah.
How did you? Because obviously you've overcome. And now here we are. We're looking at a national recording artist.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if you ever totally overcome it.
Yeah.
Because with every level comes, you know, bigger people saying no.
Yeah.
I knew my name, that this was what I was supposed to do. Like, I knew it. Like, I know everything about me. And I just ran with it. I didn't know anything about recording. I didn't know anything about songwriting. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
But I said, God, if this is what you want me to do, give me the songs. I became a songwriter. But, you know, years before, my mother had us take piano lessons. And I sang, you know, all through church and in high school even. I was in the school plays. I was exposed to music and singing and piano and clarinet, that kind of thing. But didn't know that I would have to pull it out later. For it to become my vocation. So certainly, I think you just have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And if they say no, it goes through the right ear and passes out the left ear. And you just have to keep telling yourself, but God told me. God gave me a yes.
Yeah.
God gave me a yes. And if I have to, however long I have to walk it out, however long I have to live it out, I heard him say yes to me.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And so, you know, I've walked it out year one, year two, and I'm, you know, I'm basically in year 20 now.
Yeah.
And I'm still walking it out.
Yeah. Did you always know that there was something different about your sound?
I think I could tell just from the way people reacted to me. Now, I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I know the type of singer I am. I tell people I sneak up on you. So I don't necessarily sing and you're sitting there that night going, oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God, whatever. But if you heard me Sunday, something I sang, by the time Wednesday comes, you pick that thing back up and you remember something I sang or something that I said. I have people tell me all the time, this is where I was this day when you sang, or this is what I was going through this day when you sang. And so for me, that's so important because people literally are, their life experiences are attached to my music.
Yes.
I remember when I heard It Ain't Over, Moret, and I believed you. I heard you singing. I believed you. And now I'm here to tell you that I believed you and now I'm walking it out. I know that it's not over. I lost my job, but I got a better one. I was sick, but now I'm healed. I had a habit, but now I'm delivered because I heard you say through the voice of the Lord that it ain't over till God says it's over. So you absolutely have to just keep walking. My daughter, she's 13 now, Miss Stella Award winner, said to me, we went out to sing. I had to go sing the other day. And I really will start crying if I say it. The best thing she said to me was, and I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
She said, Mommy, you may not be as big as the Mary Marys or Kirk Franklin or Pastor Donnie. She said, but you are important and you matter to the people who know you.